Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the CUW logo. A lot of great things lined up today. We are going to learn about some upcoming short-term opportunities, some short-term missions or Mercy medical teams. Find out about those from our friend in the Office of International Mission. And we'll also take a look at one of the articles from the December issue of the Lutheran Witness. And we'll talk with our friends here at Worldwide KFUO about, partnering with Worldwide KFUO and those end-of-year giving opportunities. Joining me in studio today, Tracy Quatham. She's manager of short-term mission teams here at the LCMS International Center, working in the Office of International Mission. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
And in a new capacity, a new desk.
A new desk, same capacity.
Oh, that's true. You were in.
Right. It's been confusing for a while. Even though Mercy Medical Teams serve internationally, we were in the Office of National Mission, and we recently made a move down into the Office of International Mission.
And now you get to wear just one hat instead of 12.
Right.
Well, very glad to have you now on the third floor, too, right next to KFUO, and always working on these short-term missions. Tell me a little bit about, for those not familiar with these short-term missions, particularly the Mercy Medical Teams is what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
For those not familiar, which I don't know how they could not be familiar, but what is a Mercy Medical Team and where do they go?
Mercy Medical Teams began in 2006, and we send teams internationally to provide clinical care, clinical health care, community health education, and occasionally disaster response.
And so it's made up of a team, a small team of people, some coming from medical professions, but lay people as well, usually a pastor, a chaplain.
Right. Doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, but also lay people, pharmacists as well, and then a LCMS pastor to serve as team chaplain.
And then people like you and me who don't have a healthcare background or anything. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. Secretly.
No, I don't, but absolutely welcome on and necessary to do the non-medical things that we need to do on our trips to free up those medical professionals to see patients.
And you've been on a number of
I have,
trips
I've been,
now.
I have been on a number. Always a wonderful experience. Great way to see how Mercy Works opens that door to sharing the gospel, to share the gospel of Jesus through physical healing and spiritual healing as well.
What are the responses of some of the people that, some of the volunteers who have stepped up and gone on these trips? What have they shared with you post-trip?
Well, it sounds trite and overused, but almost without fail, people say the trip was life-changing. And it really is. I think that the team ends up being served more than serving.
They learn so much, I'm sure.
Right.
You learn a lot when you're on this trip, not only about the people you're serving, the culture, and I would gather just seeing, as you pointed out, how mercy works, how God works through unusual means, through people,
right,
to show mercy.
Right. Like I said, it just opens the door for the gospel and provides that opportunity that we don't often get here in the United States to see the global body of Christ at work.
Some of the places that Mercy Medical Teams have gone in the past?
We do a lot of work in East Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, Madagascar, Uganda. May have a few openings in a new location later in 2017. Be watching our website. That's where the current locations always are listed.
So parts of Africa, where are we thinking, where are we planning for right now? I know there may be potential opportunities in the future. Where are we planning right now, and what are the opportunities? Where are their openings?
Our next trip will be in March to Madagascar, and it's not too late to get on that team. There are still openings, but if you're interested, call me soon.
Act soon.
And beyond that, then in the summer, we'll be in Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya.
Might be a nice Christmas present.
Right.
Do some planning for this. Maybe a couple or an individual, some from maybe some folks from the same congregation.
Right.
Just a few spots left on that team.
There are. We had, on a trip to Madagascar last year, a couple chose to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
By going on an MMT, and we did have a little celebration while they were there. So lots of opportunities to serve your brothers and sisters in Christ.
What has been for you the most unusual learning experience when you go on one of these? I know you've gone on a handful of them, several of them, and I'm sure that you've seen so much. What was an unusual experience or unusual learning experience for you?
It's always interesting and a lot of fun just to talk to people and learn about the cultures, the differences that we have. But then, like I said, to see the similarities, mm-hmm. to go to a worship service in another country and they're singing the same hymn, using the same liturgy, not in English, but still the same mm-hmm. as we are.
So in many of these places, there may be a language difference.
There is.
I imagine there are very few that you go to where we all speak English.
We bring translators uh-huh. To make sure that diagnoses and symptoms and everything are communicated effectively. And so we become very close to our translators.
I can see how that would be very important in that setting.
Right.
Well, yes, translators would be very helpful and traveling to various parts of Africa. Now, you hinted that there might be a new place in the coming year. Any more hints on that, or do we have to wait?
Be watching and see. We're working on some opportunities in West Africa where their need is very great, and hopefully we'll have those up and set soon.
What are, as a Mercy medical team, what are some of the health issues that we face in ways that we serve, these teams serve?
Well, each country is a little different, mm-hmm. But we see a lot of malaria, a lot of diseases that we don't see in the United States. We've seen children with measles and mumps and things that just don't really exist very much here anymore. But also a lot of things where we take for granted. If you have an ear infection or a strep throat, you go to the doctor, you get medication, and you're well. Sometimes we'll see children who have had infected ears for months or even years.
And some of these things are quite curable with
right.
simple antibiotics.
Right.
Wow. Now, and there you mentioned health education
right.
as well. What does that entail?
Well, that I think is just as important, if not more so. I would think many of the diseases that we treat, if people were properly educated, they would be prevented. Things such as making sure you have clean water or proper hand washing or dental care is another thing that we teach quite often.
How to brush teeth.
Mm-hmm. In Madagascar last year, we had a group of maybe 200 children sitting in front of us, and we asked how many of you own a toothbrush, and maybe 5 or 6 did. So even something as simple as being able to hand a toothbrush and a toothpaste to someone mm-hmm. and show them how to use it can make a huge impact on their health.
I have a 3-year-old, so I know what it's like teaching someone how to brush teeth.
Right. And we usually direct our teaching at the children, mm-hmm. but of course their parents are with them.
Sure.
And so we can see their moms and dads in the back nodding. A lot of the information we have is new for them as well. So.
Hmm. Wow. Well, how does one prepare for such a team? How does one get information? How do we find out about the upcoming trips and maybe get involved in one?
Go to our website, which is lcms.org/mercyteams. The upcoming trips are listed there. There's a link to an application and also a link if you have more questions that we can help.
So contact information, lcms.org/mercyteams.
Mercy Teams.
And you can find the application information about the upcoming trips. Fill out that application, and it comes in through the system to you?
It comes straight to me, and I'll give you a call and answer all your questions, and we can begin the process.
So if I fill out an application, I put on there, hi, Tracy.
Right. I'll call you back and say hi.
Well, very good. And you said the next trip is coming up in March.
In March.
There are some spots available, but now's the time to act if you want to do that.
Act now, because it does take a bit of preparation to mm-hmm. be on a team, but we could still get you on the team for
sure.
March.
You want to make sure that you've got all your documentation in place, passports and things like that, as
right.
well as immunizations.
Immunizations, visas, and lots of things to think about.
Very good. Tracy, thank you so much for sharing with us about this upcoming trip, the upcoming Mercy medical teams that are coming in 2017. Tracy Quatham, Manager for Short-Term Mission Teams, thanks for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.